awesome.
Now that Meghan Markle and Harry have left the royal family, is that going to be the big superstar surprise that you always have every year? Meghan Markle rolls into the African jungle.
I'm pretty sure we still have potentially, you know, there may be another celebrity still to come, and you know that potentially they're international. It's a beautiful link, and you know I think they've been trying to get away from everything. So why not play? And I love Africa. I mean, it all makes perfect sense.
They like charity. They like charity.
If anyone says, "Oh, what is Z grade celebrity to that?" I'll be like, "Nah, come on, that's a pretty good get." Hey, I know that you have such a love of animals. How are you feeling being, I guess, away from Australia when so many of the animals are in need after the tragic bushfires?
Oh, it's been really hard. And I'm sort of, I mean, it's what is it, 9:30? It's late here at the moment, and I'm up sort of quite late every night, just speaking to vet mates back home. And we've got a few mates working out of South Australia at the moment with the koalas, and through Victoria, New South Wales, and Queensland. And I wish I could be back there. It's just the reality of a job, isn't it? You've got to be in a certain place at a certain time, and. But, you know, you can thankfully help out with fundraising in other ways and hopefully make a difference. And I'm doing a bit of vet work over here as well. But I realise absolutely that's where the need is back in Australia. And you know, the animals of Australia are certainly front of mind at the moment.
And the show is donating to the bushfires, isn't it?
Yeah, we are. So every dollar that we donate to the Celebrities Chosen Charity goes to a bushfire, to different bushfire charities as well. So, and to be honest, like every single time we see the celebrities, it's amazing. They've been cut off from the outside world for 9 days now. Every single time we see them, they're like, can you tell us what's happening with the fires at home and what's happening with the animals? And they all want to know, and we sort of drip feed them a little bit, but it's we've got 250 Aussie crew here as well, so everyone keeps very up to date with everything in Australia.